What's I'm sure you struggled on offenses before in terms of running the football. What gets you out of the hole? Not you, but just the team running the football.
We just need to get rolling. You know, it's gonna happen. You know, one of these weeks, you know, it's finally gonna click. We're gonna be on the same page. We're gonna be, you know, everybody in tune, and it's gonna take off. And you know, hopefully it stays that way. And you know, we're working hard on it, a lot of emphasis on it, and we'll see what happens this week.
Is the ankle an issue at all with you?
Sorry,
after that first game, is the ankle an issue with you anymore?
Yeah. I mean, it's sore. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna, you know, be there, but I think everybody has something that's hurting after the first week of the NFL season, and it's going to last the rest of the year. So, it's sore, but, you know, push through it, get treatment, and we'll be all right.
How did you get that before the season began? You kind of had that circled on your calendar because of getting together with Andrew. Any stories from when he was a freshman and you were a senior?
It'll be fun. There's a couple of Stanford guys on the team that I played with over there, and it's always fun. Battling against them, and luck? Yeah, not really. You know, I don't have anything crazy. I got to protect him, keep it tight. You know, here's my little brother there at Stanford. We'd eat lunch together once a week and stuff. So, of course, I got stories, but I can't share those.
Does it surprise you, amaze you to see the quarterback that he's become since you were at Stanford?
Not really. You know, when I remember, and he was redshirting, there was times where it was scout team, and he was running scout team. And he would make a scramble, throw off his back foot 50 yards across the field and complete it, you know, like nothing. And Harbaugh and I would kind of look at each other and just shake our head and laugh because we knew, you know, this guy was going to be something special. And, you know, he's doing big things and you know, making all Stanford alumni proud.
How do you deal with the adjustments to the offensive front?
I mean, I just got to be on my game, you know, make sure my reads, make sure I understand the blitzes, understand defensive tendencies. We've worked together. It's kind of interchanged all along through, you know, OTAs, camp, you know, they bring in different guys in and out. So, you know, you get used to playing with everybody and, you know, it's going to step up and they're going to do a good job.
Is there a tendency for you guys to press things and force things when it's not going well? Do you have to avoid that tendency this week?
Definitely. You know, I think as a running back, you got to stay in the zone and stay in the game. You know, it's tough when, you know, if things aren't going the way you want it, to all of a sudden get out of character and start trying to do your own thing, you know, instead of pressing a play, cutting it back early, trying to make something happen. But, you know, as long as we stay with our keys and stay within ourselves, you know, it's going to eventually take place and it's going to work. And, you know, we'll get there.